Everyone is present. Do we have any citizens' comments for this evening? Citizens' comments? Citizens' comments. Seeing none, citizens' comments is closed. Are there any comments by, there's none by the chair. Is there any by committee members or other supervisors or youth and governance? No commentary? And then can we have the approval of what's the date minutes, Kathy?
4/20, right?
Gosh, I don't have it on there.
No.
Approval minutes, March 1.
March 1st.
Yeah.
March 1st.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
Thanks.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Youth and governance?
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, first on the agenda for tonight, resolution for the appointment of Ms. Jane Sandberg to serve on the Commission on Aging and Disability Services.
Good evening. Rebecca is also here tonight. We expected Ms. Sandberg. She must have called our office. We've been in meetings since 3 o'clock, so unfortunately she's not here this evening. She'd be a new appointment. She meets the qualifications and criteria that required to be on that commission. And we would hope that the committee would still move forward with her appointment.
She has a lengthy history working in the human services field. She was a W-2 worker, so that's the Welfare to Work program. She also worked for the Institute on Research in Poverty in Madison for many years. So I think she would bring a lot of great energy and some great knowledge to our commission.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Thank you.
Are there any questions or comments?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Youth and governance?
Aye.
Thank you. Motion carries. The next is resolution for the appointment of Supervisor Andy Burke to serve on the Racine Kenosha Community Action Agency Board.
Thank you. Supervisor Burke's here. Please pepper him with questions. Part of the Community Action Agency Board requires that a board member from both Racine and Kenosha sits on that. This would be a reappointment for Supervisor Burke, and we'd ask for his approval. The new appointment? Oh, brand new. I'm sorry.
Whoa.
I misspoke. I thought you were a veteran.
John, explain to us what that board now does.
That board, so the Community Action Agency for us oversees our WIC program, Women, Infant, and Children. They also have a heating and program for folks that need assistance during the winter for heat costs. They also can go into homes and do an assessment, and if they need to be remodeled or updated or things like that to make them more energy efficient, they do those sort of things.
Don't they do radon too? Yeah.
Yeah, I believe that's also part of it. Yeah. Am I missing anything?
No, but they have a weatherization program, so they work oftentimes with folks that have, like, we have seniors that have their furnaces that go out in the middle of winter and they're unable to fund their, you know, to have a new furnace put in. So they work with them to obtain grants to be able to put new supplies into people's homes.
Yes?
So Supervisor Belsey and I have been the two Kenosha County government appointments to it until Supervisor Belsey moved off of it. It's been great. So, great organization.
I thought you were meaning it was great that I moved off.
You can take it that way. That was not.
Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstention.
You can govern?
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none. Motion carries. Thank you, Andy. Last on our list is the discussion of potential assisted living facility in Twin Lakes. Supervisor Lewis asked to put this on, and we also have Director McDowell here. So if you'd like to take the floor.
So I thought I would add something to Linda's plate. We took a tour, so we briefly discussed this. There was a nursing home built in Twin Lakes in the mid to late 60s. As a 36-room facility and purpose-built as a nursing home. This building has been vacant for a period of years. There's been some vandalism, but overall, it's in pretty good shape. I've done some remodeling more than I'd like, and so Linda and I took a tour of it probably in December.
Yes.
And went through it with the owner. It's a solid building. If we were to build something like that from scratch, it would cost several million dollars for that size of facility. My anticipation is that we could purchase that building for I've talked to the owner yesterday. We could purchase that building for $300,000. We could spend probably $1 million or less in converting it to that assisted living facility over a period of probably a year or two. As I found out, government moves slower than I do sometimes, so things take longer. I had a chance to talk to a lot of people over the last month and a half. I talked to a lot of people about this concept. I heard not a single negative comment. We have nothing out our way. There's no assisted living facilities of any sort. I have learned being on this board that assisted living facilities are actually a profit center most of the time. Staffing is an issue. You all have a copy of the letter that I received from Linda dated February 21st. And so there's two. The process of doing the feasibility study on this is going to cost about $80,000. One of the big concerns that Linda has, and I concur, is staffing. I also met a number of people that work as CNAs and in this sort of field in my travels, and they have, for one reason or another, dropped out, mostly because they don't want to drive to Kenosha or Elkhorn or other places that have these sorts of facilities. And so Twin Lakes has a population of about 6,500, 7,000 in the area. There are a number of individuals out in that area that are trained for this sort of thing. And so all I want to do is look at the feasibility of this. I have no intentions of moving into this facility.
Yet.
Ever. My gene pool indicates that I will not be doing that. But we do need something out of our way. The only thing that's even within, a reasonable distance is a memory care facility in Genoa City. I think it's called Burr Oak or Burr Ridge. And it's probably, 20 beds?
I would have to look, too.
I'm only aware of that.
Is that privately owned, then?
It is. I'm only aware of that because our swing band used to play there a couple times a year. So that's what this is about. The feasibility study would have to be done. The time frame on that is 6 months is a reasonable guess. I've talked to the owner of the building. I sent him a copy of this letter and explained to him how things progress. The owner of the building is Ivan Purnell. Ivan Purnell is also the guy who started Country Thunder. And so to put that in perspective, he has dealt with, obviously, county government before. So he is willing to hang in there to find out if this is going to fly.
Are there any questions?
I'm a comment, not a question. My comment is not necessarily that I'm for it or against it, but I do have concerns about the expansion here of what we have. I mean, she's running a good facility. I compliment her for that. There's a proposal here to buy a house next door, which is fine. But I don't know about. I have a lot of reservations about expansion of what we've got.
I don't know either, Terry. That's why I'm bringing it up. I'm not saying vote for it. I'm just saying let's look at it.
So a feasibility study at $80,000. I mean, we're having problems here. Are we going to staffing and also right now, and I'm assuming you're going to get the population up because COVID, they say, is on the numbers are going down, but if you kind of trace the history of Brookside, if you go back originally, why did we spend $1 million? Because Brookside was on the slide. There was a lot of violations. Collins was the county executive. And so what did we do? Well, his first idea was, I'm going to sell it. There'll be all kinds of buyers. There were none. And then he said, I will give it to somebody, and no takers. And so he spent $1 million, And then we found that unless we were going to close it, we had to expand, and we have this facility on Washington Road. And I'm supportive of that. And we found that closing it raised all kinds of issues about relocating people, having people in the community driving up to see their relatives at some distant location. It seemed like all kinds of issues, and that the simplest thing at the time was thought, well, we'll build this, and we bonded for it, and then we projected we were going to have profits. COVID comes along, and we had that discussion here more recently. Now, with that kind of background, going way back, why do I want to go further here? I live right by the lake. I haven't heard anybody, so I don't have any personal knowledge of what goes on necessarily in the community. Are people saying we need to have this kind of thing out there? Are they contacting supervisors out there and saying, gee, we don't have anything? Also, why hasn't private enterprise looked at this? If this were a good thing to develop out there, there's no private business that wants it. I'm reluctant to spend, frankly, $80,000 in a feasibility study. I think that
let me clarify that. I mean, the letter says, you know, that the range is 25,000 to 40,000 on the building / facilities evaluation, and 25,000 to 50,000 on the operating / financial end of it. So we're, you know, somewhere between 50 and 90 is the broad range. Just to clarify.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, is there any county that runs a facility like this that's expanding? Racine went the other way. Now we're talking about expanding. I guess I need to be persuaded more than I've heard that it's needed, that private business is not interested, and if they're not interested, that tells me something. And we've got our hands full right here in Kenosha to maintain a good facility. Are we spreading ourselves too thin? Those are questions and comments that I raise without just heading line to a study of, what is it? Any study that the county has is at least $25,000 and up. So is it worth it? I'm not persuaded at this point that the basic issue of is it necessary has been answered.
Well, and again, part of the feasibility study would address that issue. All I can tell you is from an anecdotal standpoint, because I haven't done any market research, I haven't tried to market this thing to private enterprise. This building has been there for a long time. It's been vacant for a period of time. I haven't just acquired it because I haven't get stuff. Was part of some of the stuff that he got. And knowing that he had acquired it, I asked, you know, can we take a look at it? And so in Twin Lakes, we have three senior citizen type apartment complexes. There's waiting lists for all of them. There are, like I say, the population of Twin Lakes is about 7,000 people, and a lot of them are old. And a lot of them would like to be stay in the community. And this is all anecdotal. This isn't the market research kind of a thing. I've talked to these people and a lot of people about this. And the 100% across the board response that I got was, that sounds like a great idea. My mom needs a place to go. My grandpa needs a place to go. And I'm talking about people who range anywhere from, you know, in their 20s to in their 80s. And so again, this is just, you know, I mean, this is the discussion, a discussion starting this and probably ending it, given the way things are going, if I'm honest with myself. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's worth taking a look at, in my opinion.
Supervisor Gully?
Any feedback from Supervisor Berg? I feel like you've had the most discussion with private facility. I mean, not of this, you know, maybe not the same vertical, but any thoughts from you?
So, I mean, I don't think that's come up west of the eye discussion. one of my concerns, and that's why I was just talking to the deputy chief, was what kind of, and maybe John has this answer, is there cases of elder abuse that's of concern at all west of the eye? Would an assisted living facility help with that? Or not so much?
Rebecca probably is a better person to answer that question.
And I don't mean to go off of what Supervisor Gully.
What was then to go to, though, for, you know.
Sorry.
In the discussion with the facilities you've had around more than mental health, would this be possibly a property when you, you know, in those discussions, do they, oh, well, maybe this could be some sort of a hybrid, some way to get someone else to pay for some of that feasibility study?
And I think still Rebecca would probably be the SME on that.
I didn't mean to cut you off.
You're
sorry.
Okay. No, fine. Well, going back to the elder abuse question, there's cases of elder abuse throughout the entire country.
Yeah.
I mean, for sure. There's not. You can't say that it just happens in the city. I can tell you that Supervisor Lewis is correct. There are very few limited facilities west of DI. We struggle with finding placement for people who end up in the hospital and need care. You know, nursing homes are very expensive. Assisted living is seems to be kind of the model of where people are going, and there really aren't a lot of facilities on the west part of the county. As far as a mental health type hybrid, I think that's going to be a struggle, because what we need is the hospital part of it, the inpatient psychiatric part of it. You can't really do that in a CVRF setting.
Any other questions, discussion? Yes?
So I know that there's always a reserve about expanding. This is just discussion right now. I personally do like the idea of at least the feasibility to see where it's at from a business standpoint. That's always the proper step, the proper route to go, to see what that feasibility is and see what the market is out there. It sounds like, coming from our professionals in the county, the need is there, versus folks coming all the way to Kenosha or not coming, having any sort of assisted living at all, and having their lives be much more difficult in their home. I personally like the idea of moving forward with it.
I would say that the only thing that really concerns me is, given the struggles right now that Brookside is having with staffing, you know, to do a feasibility study at this time, I think we've got to get Brookside in order before we pursue something else, is my personal opinion.
You have a question, Director Pondo?
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know this answer. Of the staff that you have at Brookside, how many come from Blessed EI that would prefer to work there versus not many?
Okay. Not very many. We do have some nurses that are more county, I guess, but we surprisingly have quite a few Racine. Mm-hmm. Not that many coming from the county.
Would the feasibility study include staff? Where can they get the staff and whatnot? From the
I
area?
Think it does the market, probably.
Yeah, I think it should, yeah.
And I'll
also point out, I mean, but if this were to proceed to the point where we were staffing a facility like this, that's a couple of years down the road. Mm-hmm. And so the staffing, you know, the staffing issues that we're having now, I think are going to be resolved. I mean, I'm just, you know, looking at my crystal ball. I don't have data on that, but I think these things are going to resolve over time.
Right.
And I think we do have a significant pool to draw from.
What's our relationship with? Sorry. What's our relationship with Parkside and Herzen in terms of recruitment?
Oh, amazing. We do. Gateway's actually our number one. We have classes that are hosted through Gateway at Brookside. We do all of the clinicals through CNA's nurses. All of them, but even UW-Milwaukee, do their clinicals at Brookside. So the relationships are there, but there are other details, because our biggest issue are CNAs. We're great with nurses, which is a good problem to have, but not all nursing programs require their students to be CNAs before they get their nursing license. So we're missing a large pool of opportunity there. So that's really kind of a state thing. It would be great if maybe state legislation could require that nurses get a CNA certification, but currently it's only dependent on each university.
And I'm vaguely aware that Wilmot High School has a career track that takes people through into this field.
KUSD too. We also partner with them. We have quite a few students from KUSD that are actually CNAs. But they're a few hours.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, my basic question is, is this the right time to do this? Or not the feasibility. Feasibility will tell us about cost, staffing. Is this the right time to do it when we've got a facility right now in the red? And hopefully moving out of that, and we've heard the discussion, I have confidence in that. But we have staffing problems there. We've got vacancies there. Is this the right time to talking about focusing on how to expand it? I'm not buying that.
Well, and let me just be clear why I'm bringing it up now. This building is available now.
Yeah.
It's not going to be available 6 months or a year from now. It just isn't. It's going to be converted to another use. And so this opportunity will not be there. And so to provide something like this on the same scale in a new building, mm-hmm. Is several times the cost. And so that's why I'm bringing it up now. Yeah. My heart is not set on this. My life is not focused on this. It's an opportunity that we have. So.
Supervisor Martiki.
Thank you. The old saying, you don't drill a well when you're thirsty. So I think in the planning stages, going forward, but I'm going to disagree with you on that building. Two nursing facilities have failed in that miserably. It's an old facility. I think it's going to cost more to upgrade it than to build something new. But again, that's opinion. I don't see a problem with looking into organizing some sort of follow through of evaluation. For instance, on Lott's property, they were going to be looking at doing mental care as well as, I think it was senior housing and all that. But they need to get a study done. Nobody's going to invest in that with that. Now, that's private, I understand that. But if private money won't do anything without a study, certainly we shouldn't. So to go forward, at least plan to see if that's something, and maybe that building is a good building, I don't know, it's my opinion, but to get some experts in there to look at it over the time, and next, like you said, it'll be a couple years on the road before something like this comes about. But and with Linda's expertise, you know, we could certainly find out what we need out there.
And then if it is going to be pursued, then we would need a resolution indicating such to be brought before this in finance. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions, comments? Anything else authorized by law? If not, do I have a motion?
Adjourn. Thank you.
All of those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, thank you. We have judiciary and law in here at 6:30.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
18.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah. Tom, can you
18, 20. We don't have a